Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. It is the Tuesday before Christmas. Jim and I have a schedule right now that we're going to be adhering to now that Jimmy has completed his cross-country trip with all of his furniture. He's getting more and more settled in his house, and we are going to be doing this on a daily basis. We have three topics that we're going to be discussing. The first topic is going to be, we're going to be going through the book on Fauci written by Kennedy. It is a blockbuster of a book, and it provides us with a very, very effective schedule of talking points, for lack of better terms. We're not going to start that today, though. We're going to start that tomorrow. Today, we're going to discuss who we think would be probably standing in line for the 24 elections in the Republican Party. Jim has got some very, very, I think, astute opinions upon who that is going to be, and we're going to do everything we can to make that happen in terms of our efforts on this show. And I'm going to do everything that I can, and I know that Jimmy is going to do everything that he can in his new home within the Republican Party to make happen what we're predicting here. Second thing we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about election integrity. We're going to talk about both our comments on who's going to be running, who the Republicans will be running in 2024, and then we're going to talk about election integrity. I've got some real serious questions about election integrity. And then beginning tomorrow, we're going to revert back to the Kennedy book that is absolutely a blockbuster. I just want to say one thing about the Kennedy book, and that is 2020 was the year that the Democratic Party, as we knew it back in the days of, I would have to say, way before Obama, really disappeared in 2020. Jimmy, just a kind of a loose comment on that, if you would. And then I want to go into election integrity.
So what happened in 2014 and 2015 really began the demise of the Democratic Party, the past Democratic Party that was focused on the working man and trying to, appeal to the individuals and the minorities and standing up. And I think what happened was Bernie Sanders went against Hillary Clinton in the primary, the Democratic primary, and Bernie, this septuagenarian 70-year-old guy that was basically a socialist and a communist, was so popular it stunned the Democratic Party. It also alienated a lot of people. But it began a process that put progressive, basically socialist ideologues in powerful positions because they wanted to take advantage of the motivation that Bernie Sanders was able to build within the Democrats. And I think that's the result of bad education, not explaining to people the downfall, the damage that socialism and communism has done to the world. And I think that what happened was as the political leaders began to maneuver towards gaining that support from Bernie Sanders, they began to take positions that were very much against the average man.
Yes.
It was more about control. And what we see in 2020 with the COVID lockdowns, with the impact to election integrity by mail-in ballots, was this powerful group of Democrats taking power in ways that were basically unprecedented in American history, very corrupt, in order to mobilize on that anger. And you know, this is through the racial riots and all the things that happened in 2020, the George Floyd riots, the Antifa rise. They used those influences and powers that were basically don't represent the country nor the Democratic Party. They used those to gain power. And now that they've got it, those policies are very much in question, but they're going to have to clamp down harder and actually alienate more Americans in order to continue this route. And that's where COVID is a perfect opportunity for them to use a crisis to their advantage and shut down people and silence of voices and opinions and basically put in corrupt election processes. And I think you're right. That was the end of the Democratic Party from the past.
Well, that was Kennedy who said that in his book on Fauci, and I agree with that 100%. I think that was the end of the Democrats. Now, I want to talk about one thing before we get into election integrity, and I actually want to take a break before we get into election integrity, just give people the opportunity that they can listen to this particular editorial in two segments. First thing I want to say is that I think I'm very, very confident that by running Biden, by putting Biden in as the President of the United States, and Kamala Harris, by putting her in as the Vice President of the United States, that is, in my opinion, totally devastating the Democratic Party. Joe Biden is not an effective president. Too many people don't have confidence in his mental capabilities. Kamala Harris apparently has an anger or self-esteem issue, and she is a very ineffective vice president. Look at the fact that she was put in charge of the southern border and that particular situation with the illegal immigrants, and she never even went down there.
No, both of them have been installed, and they are being manipulated, controlled by a very powerful group of people within the Democratic Party and other influences, corporate influences. Mm-hmm. They are not making this. And it's very clear with the infighting going on between the White House and the vice presidential staff and the number of people leaving Kamala Harris's staff. It's actually pretty devastating. What the question is, how bad will it get for them? How much self-destruction will we see? And what are the implications to America? And I'm going to give an example. The White House just, I believe, yesterday or the day before put out this statement. I guess it was yesterday on COVID, and it basically says, you know, people doing the right thing, getting vaccinated, but the unvaccinated, this is going to be a winter of death. And I'm just not convinced that the White House is actually looking out for the best interests of Americans with a statement like that.
Well, my impression, and I'm just going to say this once, my impression of the COVID issue is I think COVID is a very serious flu issue. It's serious if you consider mortality rate of less than 1% to be serious. I consider it to be serious, Jimmy, because I happen to be in that particular demographic at the age of 78, where I may not, if I contacted COVID, I may not survive it. But in terms of the totality of the issue as it relates to the United States, I'm not really convinced at all that it's any more serious than some of the flu epidemics we've had in the past. The seasonal flu, for an example. Comments?
Well, it apparently the numbers prove that. And of course,
the numbers do prove it.
Huge push with all the cases of Omicron, but there's only been one potential death with Omicron. We have people die of the flu every year, lots of them. And, you know, this is unfortunate, but people die. They just die. And trying to equate them all to this issue is significantly exaggerating and exacerbating the fear, but it's also obviously now just a political movement.
Yes, it is.
It has nothing to do with actually public health and safety.
I agree 1,000%. Jim, now let's get over to the subject. No, let's not switch subjects. Let's take a real quick break here. We have been talking for 8 minutes and 52 seconds. We're going to take a real quick break, ladies and gentlemen. As far as Jim and I are concerned, I'm simply going to stop recording for just a couple of seconds, and then we're going to be back, and you'll be able to listen to our train of thought in two segments.